This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got plenty of time here to answer as many of your gardening questions as possible today. And, you know, it's good to be back live with you. I don't know... I don't see another non-live show, if you will, for a while. So definitely be here with you for the foreseeable future. So be here to answer those questions. I appreciate everybody listening to some of the best of, if you will. But we're live and back. And speaking of being live, we can actually answer some questions for you. So, Nathan, we got some calls on the line. So, who's up next?
Alice is in Cape Cod.
Alice, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have my tomato plants in full sun, and the tomatoes look okay, good, but the leaves are almost all gone because they turn... into, you know, they start turning bad, you know, they're yellow and I don't understand, is that significant for, is that trying to tell me something that I'm doing wrong?
No, a lot of this has to do with the weather. It really does. Those leaves on the bottom, you know, they need to have sun. They need to have flow through the air flow through it, and so they start to turn yellow, start to become diseased because of all the rain, etc. So it's nothing you have done by any means. One of the things that I've seen done and done myself is just cleaning up those leaves. That you've already been doing, and from there what it does is it takes care of a lot of the disease that could be coming, because this is what happens, right? So all the leaves are there, rain comes, water sits, then we get humidity, especially in July, and the water sits on the leaves, causing a fungus, causing disease, yellowing the leaves out. They don't get enough sun. They don't get enough airflow, and so they start to yellow out from the bottom up. And as time goes on, they'll move all the way up. And what you need to do is just get rid of the yellow leaves.
Yeah.
You can be spraying with, like, a copper fungicide. Copper fungicide is a... Is obviously a fungicide. It's organic, though, so you can spray it every 7 to 10 days. Take a look at the label. It'll tell you right on the label how many days prior to harvest you can spray it. So that means you can spray it on your plants and still be able to eat them after they, you know, once you've cleaned them, obviously. but a lot of them will say right on it, can spray up until day of harvest. Trying to look at it as while we're talking here to see
does,
if I can...
Does a tomato plant need leaves? I mean, would I be getting more tomatoes if the leaves were in better shape? You know, if I didn't have to cut off all the leaves, would I be getting more tomatoes?
Well, so it a lot of it has to do with... right now, the weather, honestly, with how it's producing its fruit, you know, it's just with not as much sun, with more rain than anything, this is what's happening. I wouldn't say that they're going to produce more based on the amount of leaves that they have. What the leaves will do with some of it is they do create like a little bit of shade for the fruit. So they're not in the hot sun, so they don't basically push quickly to get bigger. But this, I wouldn't say it needs all the leaves, but I would say it needs some of the leaves. But the bottom half of the leaves, honestly, can be taken out without an issue, because that's where moisture sits, and that's where the fungus starts to create. You'll start to see, like, mildews. You'll start to see leaf spot. You'll start to see all those types of things. They develop right from the bottom, because water just sits there. Even if it's just light rain or light humidity, it's just sitting there creating the issue.
So it doesn't have anything to do with how many tomatoes there are on the plant?
No, I think, to be honest, a lot has to do with the weather.
Okay.
Just everything that's been going on. It's, again, I think I said it earlier in the show, but we've had more rain, more measurable rainy days in July than any July ever.
All right, I understand what you're saying. The thing is, I have these tomatoes that I have in the backyard are in full sun, and I have a couple of plants in the front of the yard that doesn't get as much sun, and their leaves are fine. There is no fungus on them or anything. They're green. And I see, these things confuse me. I just don't know what the heck is going on. Why, in one part of my yard, the tomato plant doesn't have any fungus, and the one in the sunshine does. Do you have anything to say about that? I mean, it's a puzzle. It's definitely a puzzle.
Well, again, I think a lot to do with weather, but at the same time, the ones that are in the full sun, right?
Yeah.
The water and the humidity is going to be a little higher end. It's going to try and dry it out. It's going to dry the top out, but the center is going to stay wet.
Okay.
What's also going to happen is water sitting on leaves and then the sun hits it can actually burn some of the leaves as well. Because the sun heats it up and starts to, you know, burn out some of the chlorophyll that's in there. So
okay.
That could be a lot to do with it.
Right.
It also could be, you know, one area dries out quicker, even though it's in the shade. It doesn't stay as wet. Maybe the wind hits a little bit differently there.
Yeah.
There are a lot of environmental factors that could be different, even in the front of the house versus the back of the house.
Okay. So, again,
I think you're not the only one who has this issue right now with tomatoes. You know, at the garden center, I'm not in the garden center as much as I have been in the past, but I will say in the amount of time that I've spent there, which is not a lot, almost every question that I've helped to answer has to do with tomatoes and yellowing leaves and disease right now.
Oh, okay.
So it's all it's all over the place. This isn't just a spotty here and there, but the tomatoes are doing it everywhere. And this is, you know, the weather the weather for August looks really good. Usually around now, in July, end of July, beginning of August, we've hit like a pretty decent heat wave. And what happens is a lot of our tomatoes, the growth gets stunted. Because when it is over 85 or when it's constantly in the 90s, our plants, the tomato plants almost go dormant, right? They don't turn that orangey red color for you. They don't change their color. They don't ripen as easily because they don't like the heat. You know, it's interesting, right? They're not a cold crop by any means. But the way you look at it is you say, oh, tomatoes, they like the summer. They like the hot. It's everything. You know, there's certain ones that you wait until after May 20th to grow outside. But in fact, when it gets too hot, tomatoes hate it. It's interesting to kind of look at it a little bit deeper into it. They thrive when it comes to the growth, but the tomatoes themselves slow down in ripening because of heat. So this is actually the temperatures looking in the next 14 days are perfect for the growth of it, especially with the sun. You'll start to see some of these tomatoes start to ripen up. I honestly do believe that.
Well, the tomatoes are coming along fine. It's just that there's no foliage left on the plant. And I'm just thinking, I don't get it. But, you know, you've helped me. You've explained it nicely, and thank you very much. I won't worry about it that much anymore.
Yeah, and if it continues again, you can always look at copper fungicide. It's a organic spray to spray on it, but I think you're going to be okay.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Alice. Have a great one. We're going to take a break. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have some calls on the line, so I want to get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Maureen is in Somerville.
Maureen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I have two questions for you.
Sure.
The first one, I have a lilac bush that bloomed this year, but didn't really bloom very well, and I haven't fed it in a number of years. I'm wondering if you could tell me what type of organic feed I could use because it's near my vegetable garden.
Okay. So for a lilac, you can use a lot of the Espoma products. Fertilize, as they are organic. So if you're looking you're looking for more blossoms, right? That's what we're looking to do, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay.
Yep.
So you could actually use like a holly tone or a plant tone to it. You could use like a flower tone, but I'd be looking more at like a holly tone or a plant tone to help give it something.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that you could be looking to do, which wouldn't affect your plants, it wouldn't hurt by doing, you could use like a super phosphate. Like that's the, it is a synthetic fertilizer, but it has like a 0450. You could also use like a 10-10-10 fertilizer on it early in the season to help build up some of its root system to try and push some of the flowers, because inevitably that's what you're looking to do. But that, you know, they also have like a triple phosphate or a super phosphate that is like a 0-18-0. That middle number helps build that root system up. It would be something you could use on your vegetables without a problem. But we're looking for that root development to give you better shoots and better flowers. So that would be something I'd use early in the season, just as the ground is starting to thaw out in like April-ish, depending upon the season. It could be March, just to give it a little bit more something as it's starting to grow. That's what I would look at for like something heavy or going to like the holly tone or plant tone.
Okay, sounds okay. Great. And I was just asking one other quick question.
Sure.
I have a lot of poppies, and as you all know, they like to spread, you know,
yes.
Started with one plant. Now I have a group of them. At what point could you not relocate them to another spot? Like, is it too late in the season now, or would you have to wait till next spring after they bloomed?
Well, so, I mean, they've already bloomed. What is it? What are you seeing now? Just green? Are you seeing anything?
No, just green.
Just green. I personally might wait until a little bit closer to the fall at this point.
Okay.
Just with the heat, you're just adding extra stress to the plant if you were to transplant it like, you know, today or, you know, during the temperatures where it's 90 degrees. I like to have the soil temperatures and the temperature outside go down a bit and be in the 50s and 60s. So that you can transplant it that way. So maybe like middle of September-ish.
Okay.
Maybe late September. Sometimes what they'll even say on stuff like that is let it have, once it gets hit by the frost a little bit and it starts to like turn brown, that green starts to die back, cut it back and then relocate it at that point. Or you can do it in the spring if you don't have time this fall. But you could, I wouldn't do it any time during the summer, but you could do either fall or spring.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
That sounds great. Yep. Well, thank you very much for your help. Have a great day.
You too, Maureen. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I have about 30 seconds before I go to break, so I don't want to pull somebody on again and get them cut right off. Those are on the line. I appreciate it. Just hang tight for me. On the other side of the break, we will get to you to help you out. Now, there's some other things to be, you know, you could be looking at during the season to fertilize, like a lilac, maybe some liquid fertilizer using some Neptune's Harvest or even some of the Espoma liquid fertilizers. Those will help as well. So it's something to think about. Using something early in the spring before anything flowers is definitely beneficial. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News.
A little bit more than 3 days after President Biden was cleared to exit coronavirus isolation, he has tested positive for COVID-19 again.
Hey folks, Joe Biden here, tested positive this morning.
White House physician Dr. Kevin O'Connor said in a letter that Biden had not experienced any reemergence of symptoms and continues to feel well. O'Connor said that there is, quote, no reason to reinitiate treatment at this time. In accordance with Center for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines, the 79-year-old president will re-enter isolation for at least 5 days. The agency says most rebound cases are rare, remain mild, and that severe disease during the period has not been reported. This is USA Radio News. Indiana state senators passed a near-total abortion ban Saturday during a rare weekend session. The bill will prohibit abortions from the time a fertilized egg implants in a uterus. The only exception would be allowed in cases of rape and incest, but a patient seeking an abortion for either reason would have to sign a notarized affidavit attesting to the attack.
The winner of an open seat on the town council in Chapin, South Carolina, will be decided by write-in votes. That's because no one filed their candidacy with the Lexington County Election Commission for the open seat by the noon Friday deadline. So the town, northwest of Columbia, will proceed with the September 13th special election with no names printed on the ballot. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us that call. We'll do everything we can to help you out with your gardening problems or questions. And I believe we have another call on the line, right? Is that right, Nathan?
Couple of them. Daryl's in Vermont.
Daryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm always wonderful.
Perfect.
Tomatoes and the sweetness. It's actually a lot tougher than we think. And do a soil test now. Don't wait, because the guys are that are actually doing these tests are probably 3 to 4 weeks behind right now, trying to catch up. So if you wait, it's going to put you even more behind, and it won't give you much time to get an amendment into the soil. But what you're looking for in a soil test is the magnesium-calcium ratio. And calcium should be roughly 4 times magnesium, but it's not easy to find in the soil test to which one you're looking at. And the other trick, just to say, we're just going to throw something in there, is to find a product that has lactic acid bacteria in it. Now, I make my own from rice and I think because I live alone, I can get away with it. It's an acquired scent. Sort of like just before milk was bad. Mm. You say, But when you make it, you start with one cup of rice, and by the time you're done, you can produce over 600 gallons of activated product from that little bit, and it's amazing what it does. But that acid bacteria in the soil is what loosens things up microscopically. And I used it once on a tomato plant, and it started growing the root. And by the time the season was over, I had a root off a tomato plant that was just short of 4 feet long.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. I figured if it got mad at me and got loose, I'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
And there's no... It's really, it just breaks down the nutrients. It's probably got enough calcium in there, but it's got to be broken down to the point where the little tiny hairs on the roots can actually attach to it and attract it. And so it's not that it's not there, it's just that it's there, but it's not available easily. And that's what I'd look for in a soil test. And it's not easy to find. That's where you want to get a good soil test, or one that's from a pro. And I just say, what does this really mean? And that's where that's what you'd be looking for. It's trying to get that bacteria base going. And really, you know, at a gallon flush per plant to really push it right into the soil. And I think it would come back, and not this year, of course, but for next year.
Yeah, I think at this point, it's definitely about, and it's not just about your tomatoes, it's about everything else, too, is what can you do for next year? We talked early in the spring about soil tests, trying to get them done early. But at this point in time, we're trying to see what else we can do this year to help next year and be more successful. Because, as you know, everybody has gotten out there and done their home garden. You know, we're bringing back the victory garden, right? But we're seeing a lot more than we have in the past because we're there to see it. And so even if you're noticing some good things that are happening in your, you know, tomatoes, your vegetables, I'd still recommend getting a soil sample now. So we can see what's there, what you did right, and, you know, what could we do a little bit better. And as you're saying, you know, looking at the magnesium, the calcium, to figure out what's going on, the magnesium to calcium ratio is what we're looking for. So I think it's definitely something to really be thinking about doing now, even if you're having success in the garden. So you can reciprocate that next year. You can have it again. You can repeat it. And it's not just a one-time thing. One thing I want your opinion on, Daryl, because my father talked about this for many years, and he got this from Jeff Lowenfell. At the end of the season, with your tomatoes, peppers, etc., the idea was to not rip them out of the ground, to just cut it back to very little stock left, but leave the root system intact because you've been feeding it all season, and all those root system and everything. I wanted your thoughts on that.
Yeah, it's exactly the way I do it, and I'm pretty lazy, so I've got an old beater lawnmower, and put it on there, just go right over it and mow it.
That's an easy way to do it. I like that.
Yeah, it cuts everything down to, I don't know, an inch or two above the soil. And, you know, people say, well, what are you doing? I'm mowing the tomatoes. And they're like, you're doing what? No, don't tell me. I don't want to know. And you leave the root in the ground, and to an extent, it's going to decompose. But it will release all its trapped nutrients back into the soil right there. So next year, plant right into it and don't necessarily grab a rototiller to go out and turn it over. Just plant it.
Definitely, but
it works.
Well, yeah, and it's something that I think is actually important to point out this season for all the gardeners who have gotten back into it. They might just think, all right, it's done. Let's rip it out and start over.
Right.
as we think about fall coming on and what's going to be happening, this morning I was talking with Bob from South Portland, and he was already starting to see some fall-type things happen. I'm starting to see burning bush turn red.
Leaves blowing in the yard here that are yellow, and like, leaves can't be here now.
Yeah, exactly. So it's almost like, all right, well, I guess we got to think fall. You know, you're supposed to be a season ahead, but let's think about next year as well, and I think these are a couple things that we should be getting out there for everybody to be thinking of.
And also note that where your tomatoes are this year and you've cut them down and you leave it, it doesn't mean you should plant tomatoes there next year. I'd plant something outside of that family, which means no tomatoes, no peppers, no eggplants. Plant something else, maybe a squash of some sort, where they were. But don't necessarily go out of your way to really turn up the soil. As Hager the Horrible used to do, take a big hammer and pound those little starts right into the ground. It sounds weird, but actually you're just going to make a hole, put them in there, and let them work. Let them go. And it might surprise you what it'll do.
Definitely. It's definitely something to be thinking about for this fall and going forward. You know, crop rotation's huge. And that's what we're looking to do with some of the areas. Some people don't have a huge area, so that crop rotation might not be much. But, you know, do the best you can. Switch it up a little bit wherever, you know, maybe where you put the squash this year is where the tomatoes go next year, etc. You would still take care of the soil all around. But, again, leave everything in the soil. I think that would be leave all the plants, you know, mow them down. I like that way of doing it versus I like that way of doing it versus, going in there and having to cut every single thing.
Right, and it gives something for the neighbors to talk about.
Yeah, definitely.
What is he doing now?
Exactly.
Oh, don't be afraid. If you've got a tomato plant that's not too big but looking good, you might want to dig that up, put it in a 5-gallon bucket, bring it indoors, and put it under an LED grow light, and just see what happens. You might have tomatoes all winter.
That's a good idea.
There's nothing wrong with that, because I guarantee you they will taste better than anything you can buy in the store in the winter. So.
Awesome. I like it.
Yep. Okay, then.
All right, Daryl. You have a great one.
Always. Thank you.
Thanks.
Be good.
Bye-bye. You too. All right. Thank you, Daryl. Some great information there. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call in line. Who's up next, Nathan?
Bob is in Massachusetts.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I was calling. I have two questions. One is, I just picked my last blueberry on my blueberry bushes, and I was wondering what I should do for next season. And my next question is my neighbor is giving me their sod worms, and I was thinking of building a berm and putting Rosa Sharon through there to keep the moths out. I was wondering if that would be effective.
Okay, so the sod worm's coming over, and you're looking to, you want to put Rosa Sharon as like a border? Is that what you're looking to do?
Yeah, and maybe build a berm like 10 inches high, and plant the Rosa Sharon in the berm.
Okay. Now, I think a berm would be fine to do that. I think what you're also going to need to do is start to, take some sort of insecticide in the area and get a granular to be using to get rid of that sod webworm. It's not just going to, a berm's not going to stop it from developing, right? It's still going to develop in your neighbor's yard and then head over to your yard. So I think what you're looking to do would be an insect control, a granular insect control to be putting on your soil, You could be using like the ant flea and tick killer granules from Bonide that actually will kill the webworms, that type of thing, sod webworms. It's a granular form that you would put all around the area throughout the yard, and it would be something you could even put in the that berm that you built up. But I think the berm will help. But you still need to take a little bit of extra precaution. This ant, flea, and tick killer lasts up to four weeks. So you can do it a couple times to be doing that. If you're noticing that it is the sod webworms hitting you more in like June, July, that's when you would try to get it ahead of time, get it down in May so that it, you know, middle of May, so it's ready into June, and then hit it with a second application, kind of get ahead of it versus taking for the being reactive, being proactive versus reactive with the sod webworm, because I think it's still going to start to come into your yard when it develops, and then it'll start to lay its eggs, etc., and go into your soil. So that's what I would be looking at for the sod webworm. As far as the blueberries, you've already picked all your blueberries for the season. What we can do is, again, we can take a look at your pH, see what levels it are. Is it acidic? That's what we want. I can give you a little bit more information after the break. So hang tight for me. We're going to take a break here, and we'll get back with Bob in regards to his blueberries.
Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub. It's a product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Bob in regards to his blueberries. So, you know, the blueberries, you're going to... Since they're done, don't do any more fertilizing. Don't try to promote any more growth or anything along those lines. Any of your pruning should actually be done in the late winter, early spring. So it's you know, not that much that you really need to do this fall to them. You know, you could take a pH test for it now and to just get the... acidity of the soil to make sure you have enough. It's acidic. Because blueberries love the acidity. That will help with better fruit development, better taste, etc. So I think that would be one of the things I would do at this point. Once it gets closer to winter, then that's when you would want to mulch around them a couple inches, try and help this soil stay. you know, so it's when it freezes, it stays frozen versus, you know, the freeze-thaw effect if it's a, you know, doesn't have a covering. But that's kind of what I would do. There's not a lot to do at this point. A lot of the getting ready would happen in the spring. You know, again, don't push any fertilizer on it at this point or anything along those lines, because we don't want to try to develop new growth. You know, if you're done for the season and it's got everything, you know, just kind of let it go, go to do what it's going to do. Kind of let it go for the season.
Okay. Can I go back to the planting of the Rose of Sharon?
Sure.
When should I plant those? Is it too early right now? Or I was actually going to plant the miniatures, the dwarfs.
Yep.
Don't want to be a bad neighbor.
No, I mean, you can do that now. As long as you just watch the watering and how you're watering, continue to water deep soakings. But you could definitely do it now or the next couple of weeks. There's a, you know, right now they're all in flower. So a lot of them at your garden centers are going to be in flower. So people are going to be purchasing them maybe a little bit quicker. Probably not at this time with it being 90 degrees the past couple of days, the next few days. But you could do it as long as you're deep watering, deep soakings of the watering. Leave the hose on a trickle and let it just sit into it. That's your biggest thing, adding compost, that type of thing. But you can do it now. I don't see a problem with that.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
No problem, Bob. You have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Do you have another call on the line, so I'm going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Al's in Western Mass.
Al, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you
today? Morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Not Paul.
It's okay.
Calling from Western Mass, perfect. Hadley Garden Center. Have a question about gladiolas. We wanted to put in some gladiolas this year, so we made a bed, tilled it, and so forth. We bought the bulbs online because of the epidemic. We've gotten a lot of leaves, very few stalks. Maybe out of that six dozen that we planted, maybe a dozen stalks. All of them were 4 feet or tall or more, which we've put up, you know, held up with dowels. Any solutions or any recommendations for what we're doing here?
Okay, so you planted the bulb and you've got really nothing for flowers yet.
Right.
How long ago did you plant them?
We planted them when they should be planted. I can't remember the exact date, but we followed all of the instructions of, about planting time, how to plant, what the depth, fertilizer, etc.
Would you say you planted in April, May, June?
It would probably be May and the early part of June.
Okay. So some of the varieties, and you'd have to take a look if you still have the package, will take up to 90 days for them to form.
Okay.
Some are between 60 and 90 days. So if we got into June, you know, we're at 60 days, but you'd have to take a look at which, you know, which variety you got, and that would tell you.
Okay.
You know, we can also look at some of the fertilizers. I'm headed to a break, so if you want, hang tight for me. It'll be a couple minutes. When we get back, I'll give you some more information on what else you can be doing to be successful with the glads this season. All right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, hang tight. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.